We are joined here in the studio by Terry Flaherty. Please help me in welcoming her this morning.
Thank you, Sage. It's great to be here. And this week and the following weeks, we're going to be talking about the yamas and niyamas. And those are Sanskrit words that basically mean behavior modification or controlling ourselves. And the yamas discuss our interactions with the outside world and with other people. And the niyamas are practices to raise our awareness as we relate to ourselves, our kind of inner world. And we're going to start with those. So I'll just mention the niyamas first, and then we'll talk about the middle one. So the niyamas are saucha, purity, santosha, contentment, tapas, self-discipline or training your senses. That's the one we're going to discuss today. Swadhyaya, self-study or inner exploration. Ishvara pranidhana, which means surrender. So we'll go back to tapas, and the word tapas itself can mean in Spanish, if you're familiar with Spanish, it means little plates, like when you go to a restaurant and you might order three little plates rather than one big meal. And I like the crossover because that kind of imparts discipline, the fact that you would be eating something smaller than you normally would order in a big restaurant. But the word tapas in Sanskrit means heat or friction. It's the fire or energy built by going against the grain. So if you just place your hands together and rub them together and take a deep full breath, feel the heat that's created by that friction, and then feel the work in your shoulder muscles, back, and upper arms. And this isn't something we do all the time. When we do it, it kind of wakes us up a little. We're creating this heat and energy of friction by going against the grain of our normal behavior. So the types of yoga that would generate the best result differs based on each person. So your personality is kind of an indicator of what the best practice of yoga would be for you. If you're a busy person who's always running around and you have lots of energy, then if you went to like an Ashtanga practice that's a workout form of yoga, that may not allow you to change that much. You might not learn that much about yourself because you're moving forward with the same mode of behavior that you use in normal life. And if you're somebody who's quiet and likes to sit and read and not really get out of the house much, that might be the perfect form of yoga for you because you're going against the grain of your routine behavior. So motivation can kind of be a challenging thing for a lot of us, maybe most of us. And tapas is the practice that forces us against what is our normal behavior. And it lets us step into seeing ourselves from another place, like doing something that is maybe uncomfortable or takes a little effort. And then that effort becomes easier the next time. So Sage, do you have any questions for me about
No, tapas? I just wanted to comment when you compared it to like the Spanish meaning of the word tapas. The other thing I thought of was just that the whole point of practicing tapas as a niyama is to expand your breadth of understanding of your life and, you know, kind of widen the scope of what you're looking at, the types of experiences you're looking at. And that's the point of eating a tapas meal, is to try a bunch of different things at the same time and not have a static situation. So I think that's a good parallel.
Oh, exactly. That's really good to think about. And so when you look at the yoga menu, someone who's busy and running around and doesn't have time to sit, maybe attending a meditation class and really watching your discomfort with sitting still and being quiet, or going to a restorative class where most of the time you're going to be lying on your back or have your legs up the wall, relaxing and letting yourself come into stillness. And then the opposite for folks who already love stillness and quiet, maybe going into a little heated, energetic practice to see how you respond.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming in today, Terry, and have a great day.
Thank you. This has been Terry Flaherty for Radio Yoga on Allegheny Mountain Radio. Have a great day.